1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel, and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, to King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Jehovah, out of the city of David, which is Zion, Jerusalem. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the feast in the month Ethanim, which is the seventh month. Modern Tishri, September-October. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of the Lord, Jehovah, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those the priests and the Levites brought up. And King Solomon, and all the congregation of Israel, who were assembled to him, were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen, that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Jehovah, to its place, into the holy of holies of the house. Temple. To the most holy place. Holy of holies. Even under the wings of the cherubims. Because the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and its poles above. And they drew out the poles, that the ends of the poles were seen out in the holy place before the holy of holies, and they were not seen outside. And there they are to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord, Jehovah, made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests had come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house. Temple. Of the Lord, Jehovah. So that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, because the glory of the Lord, Jehovah, had filled the house, temple. Of the Lord, Jehovah. Then Solomon spoke. The Lord, Jehovah, said that he would live in the thick darkness. I have surely built you a house. Temple, to live in, a settled place for you to live in forever. And the king turned his face about, and blessed all the congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed is the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, temple, that my name might be there, but I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house, temple, for the name of the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel. And the Lord, Jehovah, said to David my father, Whereas it was in your heart to build a house, temple, to my name, you did well what was in your heart. Nevertheless you shall not build the house, temple. But your son who shall come forth out of your body, he shall build the house, temple, to my name. And the Lord, Jehovah, has performed his word that he spoke, and I have been raised up in the place of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord, Jehovah, promised, and have built a house, temple, for the name of the Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, in which is the covenant of the Lord, Jehovah, which he made with our forefathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, Jehovah, in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands towards heaven. And he said, Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, there is no God like you, in heaven above, or on earth beneath, who keeps covenant and mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their heart. Who has kept with your servant David my father that which you promised him, you spoke also with your mouth, and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord, Jehovah, God of Israel, keep with your servant David my father that which you promised him, saying, There shall not fail of you a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that your children take heed to their ways, that they walk before me as you have walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, I ask you to let your word be verified, which you spoke to your servant David my father. But will God indeed live on the earth? Indeed. The heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house, temple, which I have built. Yet you have respect to the prayer of your servant, and to his request, O Lord, Jehovah. My God, to listen to the cry and to the prayer, which your servant prays before you today. That your eyes may be open towards this house, temple, night and day, even towards the place of which you have said, my name shall be there. That you may listen to the prayer which your servant shall make towards this place. And listen to the request of your servant, and of your people Israel, when they shall pray towards this place. And hear in heaven your home. And when you hear, forgive. If any man sins against his neighbor, and an oath is laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath comes before your altar in this house, temple, then hear in heaven, and do, and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according to his righteousness. When your people Israel are struck down before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall turn again to you, and confess your name, and pray, and make request to you in this house, temple. Then hear in heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land which you gave to their forefathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against you. If they pray towards this place, and confess your name, and turn from their sin, when you afflict them. Then hear in heaven, and forgive the sin of your servants, and of your people Israel, that you teach them the good way in which they should walk, and give rain upon your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is in the land famine, if there is pestilence, blasting, hot wind, judgment, mildew, locust, or if there is caterpillar, if their enemy besieges them in the land of their cities, whatever plague, whatever sickness there may be, what prayer and request ever be made by any man, or by all your people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spreads forth his hands towards this house, temple. Then hear in heaven your home, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart you know. Because you, even you only, know the hearts of all the children of men. That they may fear you all the days that they live in the land which you gave to our forefathers. Furthermore, concerning a stranger, that is not of your people Israel, but comes out of a far country for your name's sake. Because they shall hear of your great name, and of your strong hand, and of your stretched out arm. When he shall come and pray towards this house, temple, hear in heaven your home, and do according to all that the stranger calls to you for, that all people of the earth may know your name, to fear you, as your people Israel do, and that they may know that this house, temple, which I have built, is called by your name. If your people go out to battle against their enemy, wherever you shall send them, and shall pray to the Lord Jehovah towards the city which you have chosen, and towards the house, temple, that I have built for your name. Then hear their prayer in heaven and their request, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, because there is no man who does not sin, and you become angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives to the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall remember in the land where they were carried captives, and repent, and make request to you in the land of those who carried them captives, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness. And so return to you with all their heart, and with all their soul, in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray to you towards their land, which you gave to their forefathers, the city which you have chosen, and the house, temple, which I have built for your name. Then hear their prayer and their request in heaven your home, and maintain their cause. And forgive your people who have sinned against you, and all their sins in which they have sinned against you, and give them compassion before those who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. Because they are your people, and your inheritance, which you brought forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron. That your eyes may be open to the request of your servant, and to the request of your people Israel, to listen to them in all that they call to you for. Because you separated them from among all the people of the earth, to be your inheritance, as you spoke by the hand of Moses your servant, when you brought our forefathers out of Egypt, O Lord God, Jehovah. And it was, that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and request to the Lord, Jehovah, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, Jehovah, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood, and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed is the Lord, Jehovah, who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord, Jehovah, our God be with us, as he was with our forefathers, let him not leave us, nor forsake us. That he may incline our hearts to him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his laws, and his judgments, which he commanded our forefathers. And let these my words, with which I have made request before the Lord, Jehovah, be near to the Lord, Jehovah, our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant, and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord, Jehovah, is God, and that there is no other. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord, Jehovah, our God, to walk in his laws, and to keep his commandments, as at this day. And the king, and all Israel with him, offered sacrifice before the Lord, Jehovah. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered to the Lord, Jehovah, 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah. The same day the king hallowed, cleansed, made holy, the middle of the court that was before the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah. Because there he offered burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings. Because the brass altar that was before the Lord, Jehovah, was too little to receive the burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entrance of Hamath to the river of Egypt, before the Lord, Jehovah, our God, 7 days and another 7 days, even 14 days in all. On the eighth day he sent the people away. And they blessed the king, and went to their tents joyful and glad of heart because of all the goodness that the Lord, Jehovah, had done for David his servant, and for Israel his people.